Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. And you know, you can listen to us anywhere you are, man. Just go to Radio.com. Got a computer? That's where you go. Got a smartphone? Download the Radio.com app. Got Xfinity television? Well, just speaking to the remote, say radio.com. Go find KISW. And finally, you got a smart speaker. Just tell it to play KISW. Yep. You want to hear us? Wherever you are, radio.com.
Let's play B-Migs.
It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name. B-Migs, don't be a loser.
And it's time to turn down for some tequila.
Turn down for what?
What? Yeah, tequila. Okay.
Tequila. Yes. I think the last time I had tequila was when I made you those wonderful Long Island iced teas, PJ.
Those were good.
Oh, those are so good. I think I need to pull out that recipe again for this weekend, maybe.
Oh, boy.
4th of July Long Islands, anyone? Yeah.
I'm insane at the house. I'm out of town, Steve, so that's what's happening.
Oh, party. Yeah. When's the party starting, Jay?
Mike's going to be playing.
Tomorrow, right as BJ gets on that plane.
Yeah.
Party time.
I'm out tomorrow.
USA.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our contestant. Today we have Mike from Tacoma. Mike, are you there?
I am here.
Steve, what is Mike playing for?
A prize to be named later.
Dun, yes. Dun, dun. All right, now get out. For those playing at home, Mike has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Approximately how many days does it take the moon to revolve around the Earth?
One.
No.
365.
No.
200.
No. Who was the first singer to appear on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine?
Madonna.
No.
Elvis.
No.
Mick Jagger.
No. In which year was Uber founded?
2008.
No.
10.
No.
2012.
No. Oh. A standard piano has 52 white keys and how many black keys?
54.
No. No.
No.
No. What band's debut album is titled Can't Buy a Thrill?
Pass.
What is the most populated country in South America?
Brazil.
Yes.
Nice.
What is the main alcohol in a bee's knees cocktail?
Whiskey.
No.
Gin.
Yes. How many Grammys has Tina Turner won?
7.
No.
8.
Yes.
Wow.
All right. You got three correct,
Mike.
Well,
it was impressive. These questions were tough.
Were they tough?
They were tough today.
I asked J-Rubs them last night, and he got a few more correct.
Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean.
Well, you know what? We're going to find out, see how Steve does.
Maybe my man is just a smart one.
Oh, is that it?
Maybe.
All right, sure.
I don't know. He's dating me, so who knows, really, right?
Oh, there we go. I knew that was coming.
All right, Steve. Are you ready?
Yes.
Approximately how many days does it take the moon to revolve around the Earth?
365.
No.
Oh. 30.
No.
364.
No. Who was the first singer to ever appear on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine?
Bob Dylan.
No.
Oh.
Singer. Rolling Stone magazine? Oh, man. The Mamas and the Papas.
No.
The Eagles.
No. In which year was Uber founded?
Ooh, 2015.
No.
2016.
No.
2014.
No. A standard piano has 52 white keys and how many black keys?
Oh, man. I don't know. 11?
No.
12?
No.
36.
Yes!
What?
What band's debut album is titled Can't Buy a Thrill?
AC/DC?
No.
Milli Vanilli?
No.
That's it.
Rolling Stones.
No. What is the most populated country in South America?
I don't know. Mexico.
No.
That's
Pass.
It.
What is the main alcohol in a Bee's Knees cocktail?
Vodka.
No.
Tequila.
No.
Bourbon.
No. Steve, you got one correct?
Those were not easy. Good job, Mike. You're the winner, my friend.
Not for me.
That's the most awesome game ever right there.
Yeah, it sure was. These were tough questions. You hang on the line, Mike. I'll tell you how to get something, though we don't know what it is. Those were really tough questions, but Steve, I think
failed.
You deserve this. I was really explaining to Sarah how tough these questions were and weren't fair to Mike, but since you did worse, I actually think it's very fair to Mike.
Yeah,
fair
Mike, thanks. He at least got four correct,
yeah.
Steve.
I'm impressed.
How many days does it take the moon to revolve around the Earth? I only know this from Google, but I thought maybe it was a common knowledge thing.
Well, I thought, I know we have a full moon. Does it have anything to do with that? Like when the moon, the faces of the moon? But maybe I'm, I don't know.
I have no idea. It takes 27 days.
You said approximately.
Approximately 27 days. It's like 27.277 days.
So 30 is close to 27.
That's what I thought, too, with approximate. So we weren't far off with about a month. Ooh, I would be nitpicking on that question, actually, but okay.
Yeah. If you weren't his daughter, he'd be mad at you.
Steve, you'd still lose.
I'm not saying I wouldn't win.
Who was the first singer to appear on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine?
Was it Elvis?
John Lennon.
John Lennon.
John Lennon was the first guy.
That.
Okay.
Uber was founded in 2009. Mike danced all around that one.
2009?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Steve, you got the 36 black keys on a piano, though.
Yeah. That's insane.
Band's debut album, Can't Buy a Thrill. Anyone? Steely Dan.
Steely Dan?
Yeah, buddy.
We really want to hear about... Did he get the... J-Rubs didn't get that
J-Rubs
right.
J-Rubs got that one right.
Nobody's listening to Steely Dan.
He got that one right. I told him I go through these questions with J-Rubs, and he got more than you
Is
and Mike.
Is he a Steely Dan fan?
He must be, because who would know that?
I don't know. He got it right, though.
Yeah, I mean, Steely Dan. I can't tell you the last time anyone's even mentioned their name to me.
Maybe my man's just smarter than you guys.
Is that it?
Okay, yeah, that is it, actually.
At least when it comes to Steely Dan fandom.
Yeah.
He is.
Somebody was wondering where the Rev is. We don't know.
He's on assignment.
I really have no idea, actually.
Yeah. He's off.
He's home. He's chilling. Where he is. He's doing nothing at his house, like he always does.
Probably sleeping.
So instead
still.
Of having Sarah around, it's so nice and inviting sounding. So it's nice to have a change from grumpy Rev.
Wow, thank you.
You are like Bizarro Rev.
That's so true.
I know.
Female.
Yeah.
Good mood.
Very happy all the time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bipolar opposite right there. Well, congrats to Mike.
Don't smell.
Thank God.
Don't fart.
I don't have the weird vowels that he has.
That's a fact.
Woo! That would suck. Couldn't imagine.
Alrighty, well, so Mike was a winner. All you got to do is tie or beat Steve, and that's what's going to happen. And when we find out what prizes we're getting, you're going to find out what prizes we're getting.
That's right.
Okay, well, I got to tell you something. When you're an old person and you're using technology like Zoom, it is tough. And I know this because I've been Zooming with people, and I have to say I'm one of those folks. Also, some people in my demographic really can't figure out how to do it. You know, you're like, hey, mute, unmute. You know, I don't know how to mute. I don't know how to unmute. I don't know what I'm doing.
I mean, I think that goes with any age. There's just some people that are just clueless to the whole mute button. I listen to some podcasts, and obviously they can't do them where they're having like interviews person to person and you know, together in a room. So they're doing them over Zoom, and there'll be multiple people. And every once in a while, you'll have one guy, and your dog's barking. His wife's like banging some pots and pans in the background. And everyone else is just like, hey, can you just mute your microphone, man? We don't need to hear everything in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not hard.
Yeah, I know. And yet you got people don't know they're doing it. And how about this, though? There's a guy in Brazil not only didn't know about muting his microphone. I think he got that right, but he didn't shut his video off. And so it was a council meeting in Brazil. Politicians were talking about stuff, trying to take some trees down in the area. Not a big meeting, except the fact that this dude didn't know he didn't shut his camera off and decided he was going to pick up a pair of panties, women's panties, and start smelling them while he was on camera.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Well, in all fairness, he thought he didn't know they were talking about taking down trees. He thought they were taking down bushes. And he
oh,
just,
that's it.
Sorry.
Yeah, he... there they are. This woman is speaking, a woman council member. She's speaking, and then Oldie McOlderstein over there just all of a sudden just pulls out a pair of red panties. They are obviously women's panties, and then just starts sniffing them.
Dude, did you see the video of this?
I've seen the picture. I've seen the still picture.
There he is. He just grabs them, and then for a good, I'd say, 30 seconds, he's just staring at these. He's checking the elasticity. He's looking at them, and then finally he just goes for the gold and just sniffs them.
This guy is really disturbing.
It's just very, like he is completely checked out of the conversation. He's like, wow, panties. This is fun.
And nobody knows.
There he goes.
He's going in for the win. Yeah. Oh, and he really went for the, he went for the gold on that one. You're right.
And he's got a great poker face.
He sure does.
Doesn't seem fazed by it.
Yeah, he doesn't know he's on camera. Not whatsoever. And so he says, well, there's an explanation. So he's given an explanation for the fact, first of all, he doesn't know how to use technology.
Mm-hmm. That's
second,
fair.
He said, oh, these were a joke gift, and I thought it turned off both my camera and my microphone before opening this joke gift. Yeah, sure you did.
Well, that part seems a little far-fetched.
I know. I love it when people give you excuses for the dude, you got a fetish. Well, I mean, just come out and say it.
Now, if I'm him, he's screwed. Because even if he gets past this, which maybe he will, maybe he won't, whatever. But anytime he's on a Zoom meeting and he's not on video, if it just shows like his name, I'm just going to assume that Bob over there is smelling panties.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? He's going to have to be on video all the time now when he does these video conference meetings.
This is so bad because there's a couple women on there, too. And they're just like, what are you doing, Bob?
I love that. Like, people are just watching this and nobody's like, hey, Bob. Bob, we see you with the panties.
You know me. I get on the meeting and I'm going to just start sniffing all sorts of things. I'm just going to bring out boots and, you know, pajama bottoms, pajama tops. I'm going to sniff everything. That's what I'm going to do when Bob's on.
Someone said, wait, sniffing panties? That's not normal? Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, text her.
Yeah. I mean, look.
I mean, I don't know. What is normal?
Yeah, I get no problem with you doing whatever you want to do. I don't think a city council meeting is where you're going to start sniffing panties. That's probably not the right place.
So what's more embarrassing, Bob or whatever his name is, smelling panties, or the girl who dropped her pants and went poop?
Oh,
or pee. I don't know what she did, honestly.
Boy, see, I think it's more embarrassing in general. I think women get humiliated. It hits them harder than men. So if I had to generalize, I think pooping in public like that for that girl got to be more embarrassing, since I'm just, you know, everybody knows guys are perverts, right?
No, I think I'd much rather be caught dropping my pants and sitting on a toilet than get caught grabbing a pair of red panties and smelling them.
Oh, really?
Them.
You guys? Yeah, you too?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to be sniffing panties? You'd rather be caught pooping?
Not during a work meeting. With my buddies, if I was like on a conference call with the donkeys, I mean, then whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the least offensive thing that's going to be on that call.
You can't control, like, if you need to go to the bathroom. So you just have to do it. But, like, the other one, that's something that's more...
Hey, Danny, you don't know, man. It's hard to control that panty sniffing
situation.
Good
point. Why? I mean, how long is this meeting going for? An hour tops? You imagine you couldn't wait until after the meeting to smell those panties?
Yeah, dude, people are... Look, I mean, we used to have conference calls where you didn't have the video. You know, people are so used to just not paying attention and doing whatever they want. And then, of course, we switched to Zoom, and people are... It's hard for them to break that, oh, boring conference call, let me do something, thinking that they have basically muted everything and gotten rid of the video.
But the funny thing is, I remember one time we had to do like a company one. Remember, they're like, oh, everyone's got to go on this, like, whatever web app version of Zoom it was.
Oh, I remember that.
And I didn't even have my video on. And I was still afraid to do anything that could potentially be seen on video. Because I'm like, what if accidentally I screw it up? Like, if I'm doing a conference call, I'm on my best behavior.
Yeah, why didn't you have your video on, by the way? I was really surprised about that. What were you doing?
My wife was breastfeeding, and I was afraid that, like, in the background, that might get caught on camera. So I was like, you know what? My luck, I'm going to, like, sneeze or move, and then all of a sudden, a nip's being seen.
For crying out loud, why can't you be like the other people where you have people, like, you know, naked showering in the background outside, like the governor's brother? Why can't you do that?
Or, like, one texter says, have you guys seen the Zoom meeting where a guy forgets to turn off his video, and then he goes to, just treat himself well by himself.
What?
I have not seen that video.
No, wait, there's a guy taking care of business? I haven't heard about this at all. Why are we just hearing about this for
the first time? Another texter says, yeah, there was a guy that went and took care of himself. Ha-ha.
While there was he's at a Zoom meeting and decides to take care of business during the meeting, you think that's a thing people like to do? I wonder, you think people like hear somebody's voice or like to, and so they go, here's what I'm going to do.
It's living on the edge, man. Like, think about people who have sex in the office. They close the door. It's like that thrill of being around other people. So this is like the virtual version of that.
I need to change offices. I can't do this anymore with humans.
Well, I'm not saying it's happening here.
You don't know this is not happening here. Now that you put that in my head. Next time we have a Zoom meeting, and now I know what you're doing.
No, I wouldn't do it here at work.
Oh, yeah?
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, far too much to lose right now.
If I had to pick somebody, it would be Vicky. I'd pick Vicky.
Vicky?
Yeah.
I know how to turn the computer, like the cameras off, so it would be me.
That's what we're saying. We know you know how to do it, which means you probably would be the one to do it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is that the guy?
Where
is
he?
No. No, it's not Daniel. Daniel, don't do it.
Oh, man, he's just pulling out the Kleenex box.
Oh, no, he's not. No, don't do it, Daniel.
Daniel. Oh,
this has got to be a joke.
And he's got the lotion.
Look at Bennett in the bottom left corner. He's like, what the hell is going on? Then there's that one woman.
Oh, and the woman is just like,
there's a woman grabbing her coffee like, I cannot believe this is happening.
What is he doing?
He has one coworker like, hey.
Now look at him. He just looks like he lost. No, he does not. No, he just did not. The lotion.
And he's just like looking at everybody.
Fake. This is so
It has to be fake. He's looking at the camera.
No.
He can't be doing this. Yeah, this is a great video. But there's, I mean, everybody, there's one woman, she's just losing her ass. And,
I don't know which person's reaction is my favorite. And then there's Chris, he's just playing with his cat while all this is going on.
So it's not a euphemism, by the way.
No.
Yeah. So it looks like he tried to put the video on whatever mute, but then he comes back.
Grabs the lotion and a box of Kleenex. This has got to be a prank.
It's got to be a prank. Who does this during a meeting? It's just like regular people meeting.
I wonder if he thought like he had just put up the porn site and he can't see his coworkers reacting. Otherwise, he would have realized, hey, this is what I'm doing.
But why you can't wait until the meeting is over before you decide to go take care of business? You're going to do it at the meeting? Or maybe it's like Steve said, the thrill.
That's the day I quit my job. There's no way you could ever go back.
Yeah.
There's no coming back from that.
Yeah, this...
One girl just runs away.
One dude's laughing his ass off. One girl just can't believe it.
One guy just stood up. He's like, what the F is happening? Yeah. The other guy pulled his friend in on the meeting, his roommate. Like,
you gotta see
I think he's
this.
Trying to call him, like, dude, get off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the problem.
Yeah, he's trying to get off. Well, that's delightful. Hmm. What's that called, Vicky? People want to check that out?
It's on Twitter.
It was on Twitter.
I don't know. Do I believe that's true? Do I believe it's real? I can't believe he's that clueless.
It's got the Pornhub logo in the corner, so I'm assuming if you go to Pornhub, you can find it there.
I bet it's not real. Come on.
Now, if you go to Pornhub, do we get the uncensored one?
I hope so.
I don't.
Because I think that'd be funnier.
The reactions of I don't know, man. Those are some good actors, though.
Yeah, they are some good actors.
Which it's entirely possible. I'm leaning towards it's fake as well.
Yeah.
If they show stuff, that means it's fake, I think.
Well, yeah, you got the guy calling him, apparently.
Yeah.
Look at that. Of all the people, that's the one guy that's looking out for his best interest.
Yeah, hey, you're on the thing.
Yeah.
That's classic.
At that point, do you recover from that?
No.
Right?
No, that's worse than stiffened panties, isn't it?
100%.
Yeah. Okay, at least we all agree on that.
No, I'd wear the panties on my head for the rest of my career.
Wow.
I think you can recover from that.
The guy just starts taking, and he goes full Kleenex and full lotion. I mean, you know, he's just like, it's going to be a party. Okay.
Someone wants to know if Vicky wants to have a Zoom meeting. LOL.
I'm good.
We're fine. We're all fine with that.
Someone says the audio to that clip is amazing. I'll have to grab that at some point.
Okay. Yeah, we have to do that. We should play that. So we got a well-known film director who has a very odd rule on the set. He doesn't allow there to be chairs for the actors to sit on. You're going to hear from one of those stars of the movies at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Anne Hathaway just did an interview where she talks about her experience working with film director Christopher Nolan. She's appeared in two movies with that director. She did The Dark Knight Rises and Interstellar. And talked about an odd rule that Christopher Nolan, the director, has. He does not allow chairs on his movie sets.
Christopher Nolan. Chris doesn't allow chairs. So I worked with him twice. Doesn't allow chairs. And his reasoning is if you have chairs, people will sit. And if they're sitting, they're not working. And he's right. And he has these incredible movies in terms of scope and ambition. And always arrives at the end under schedule and under budget. So I think he's onto something with the chair thing.
Wow. I guess.
I mean, I'd be so annoyed if, like, it's a long day on the set. And I'm like, dude, can I just get a chair? Like, am I going to have to sit on the floor?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you have a trailer, you go back to your trailer. But sometimes, you know, they don't want you to. And they want you just to stand around and wait.
That's why you have an assistant that gets on their hands and knees and you sit on them.
That's what it is.
Isn't that what assistants are for?
That's what they're for. Sure. I got a personal assistant who is my chair.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, if the guy's getting the job done, I suppose, you know, and that's not the worst thing I've heard from directors as far as like their quirks and everything. So I guess that's not too bad. So Christopher Nolan doesn't have chairs on the set. Nobody can sit down.
I feel like people are going to have weirder things that they're stuck doing at their job.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they might even be in this building. In this room.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Yeah, that's the question, man. Christopher Nolan does not allow chairs on the set when he does movies. So how about you? What is the strangest rule that you've experienced at your workplace? What rule do you have that's nuts? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What is the strangest rule you have at your workplace? Your calls, your texts. We got them after Linkin Park on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Director Christopher Nolan doesn't allow chairs on the set. Anne Hathaway said, yeah, I've worked with him twice, doesn't allow chairs on the set. Now, I thought when she started the audio, she was going to be like, yeah, what a pain in the neck. But she actually turns out to say, I think he's brilliant for not having chairs on the set, because if you're sitting, you're not working, and he believes everybody should be working. And she said all of his movies come in under budgeted and they're amazing. So, all right, well, what are you going to do? And on time.
Makes me think of the Letterman rule, where, you know, you have to have the temperature in the studio at like 50 something degrees, because he feels that if it gets any warmer in there, that the audience is going to get tired and maybe not find things as funny. And when it's colder, people are more alert.
That seems really cold.
Yeah, it was cold when I went there.
Yeah, damn. Yeah. Wow.
Still fall asleep. I mean, didn't help. No, yeah. I'm kidding. I didn't fall asleep. It actually kept me awake.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can imagine that would. He knows. He knows you. He's like, we don't have any popcorn for Steve. Keep it at 50s.
It's funny you say popcorn, because that's one of the rules that just got texted in from the text line. Someone says, no popcorn in the microwave. The owner doesn't like the smell, especially burnt popcorn.
You know, I would argue that that's really unfair, but, you know, there are people that just don't know how to figure the microwave out and always burn popcorn.
Right. It's not that hard. I mean, I don't understand why. I almost feel like people should be fired if they don't know how to microwave popcorn. Yeah. It doesn't take much.
It's horrible.
And it also teaches you how to, you know, stay alert and pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah. I have empathy for that manager. I think it is a strange rule, but it's one that I would back.
Walking away from the microwave all willy-nilly, thinking that the microwave knows how to microwave your popcorn.
Walking away, all of you people. Be safe with your microwave popcorn.
Another one, no fish is allowed to be microwaved in the office.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that people...
What about a good tilapia? It's not that smelly.
Oh, tilapia's okay?
Yeah.
You know, if we actually allowed callers from our own company...
Oh, boy.
Because of the stuff that we've done, we really are the weirdos at the workplace. I mean, we have no business really putting anybody down.
Well, I mean, it's a simple rule that on the day that we celebrate people eating healthy, we shouldn't bring in a listener that's going to cook us chicken-fried hamburgers.
Oh, God, that was so good.
It was awesome.
I felt so healthy then.
See, mine isn't... one rule. It is a multitude of rules mixed into one.
Oh, yeah?
It's BJ's rules to contact him.
I'm right here, Vicky.
I know. It's like if it's not that important, contact me on Facebook. If it's really important, like, call me. But don't really call me unless you really, really have to. I don't know.
You see, I'm going to try again. It's very, very simple, okay? If you want to contact me, all you got to do is, if it's not important at all, send me an email, and then we'll get it on Monday.
Right.
If you want me to handle it before the weekend is out, then, yeah, you can contact me on Facebook. And if it's something you need me to handle that day, but, you know, not right away, then you text me. If it's an emergency, then you call me. If you do anything outside of that particular order, my friends, I am telling you right now, I'm going to microwave popcorn and you in the microwave together.
That is also that other rule of no sandals are allowed in the workplace, yes, according to BJ.
Well, no, I don't want to see your feet.
Yeah. Okay. So anything that shows your toes.
Yeah. Yeah. You can. I don't want to see your feet, especially when it's not even summertime. Like, if I go and there's a pool or a beach, I will understand. I'll probably see your feet, but otherwise, I really don't want to.
So can we wear socks and sandals at work?
Well, I just think that's a dumb look, so I'm probably going to, again...
That's okay.
Yes. You microwave popcorn. All I'm going to say, if you wear sandals and anything like that at work. Sorry, Vic.
Speaking of microwave popcorn, at the second time that the fire department had to show up to our workplace, that's when the workplace decided that microwave popcorn banned in the microwave.
Is it something that people just can't figure that out? They just... What is it about microwave popcorn that people just almost blow the place up? I don't get that.
I like this one. We can't drink Starbucks in the office. Our boss, a huge Sonics fan. I'm not kidding.
Are you serious?
That's hilarious.
Okay,
that person is still salty, and yeah. I love it.
Okay, that's a little over the edge.
That's hilarious.
That's way over the edge.
Tully's is fine.
Yeah. Tully's, when the hell? I mean, they have been around forever.
Oh, I don't know.
You're going to have to find some. Fuel's pretty good.
I'm just trying to think of like another chain.
Woods
one.
Coffee's pretty good.
Dutch Brothers, that's
there we
totally
go.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to show up with any of those Bigfoot Java? That's fine.
That's okay.
But if you show up with that damn Howard Schultz coffee,
yeah,
I'm done with you.
Listen, I understand their sentiment. I do. But, man. What else you got? I mean, Starbucks is everywhere. You got to get your coffee.
Right.
That's unfortunate.
You better hope there's another coffee place near your office. Otherwise, that's not going to make people happy.
Well, or he has a machine in there that's really good. He better provide good stuff then if I can't bring it from the outside.
Apparently, jeans is also something that comes up in the weird rules.
Jeans? Like dungaree jeans?
Yes. Someone says jeans can only be worn on the first Wednesday of every month. Huh.
Well, I don't know what they do for a living, but I have to tell you something.
But why one Wednesday a month? Is it okay?
Yeah, and why Wednesday? Is nothing done on a Wednesday?
Day.
I mean, I'm wearing my humping jeans, everybody. Oh, woo!
Another person says, no blue jeans. Black jeans, fine. Brown jeans, totally cool. I can wear any color jeans except blue.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't understand.
Did it just not look as fancy?
Do we not live in Seattle? Who the hell has a no jeans policy in Seattle?
You know, some places still like offices. I don't know.
I mean, even offices have gotten more casual. When have you ever seen anybody wearing a tie anymore? I mean, really. I mean, I think the business look is dressed. As long as you wear a jacket, I think you can wear a jacket with jeans. I don't know. Maybe, what am I talking about? It's not like I'm a fashion expert. All right, fine.
So it says, BJ, the Starbucks thing is over the line, but you and your calling method and contacting you? No, you're a diva.
I'm a diva.
Diva. You're the contact diva.
Why would you want, why do you want to call me on the weekend with something that's frivolous? I mean, you need downtime in life. No, I don't want to.
We just want to hear your nice voice.
First of all, Steve, you don't talk to anybody, so don't even get that look on your face. We know not to talk. Here's Steve.
Talk to my dog.
Steve's got a rule. Don't talk to him. It's an unwritten rule. I'm smart enough to get it. That's why you don't look bad on the radio. Nobody knows to. Everybody knows not to contact you.
I don't know. Danny talked to me this morning. Vicky talks to me
on the weekend.
Time.
Danny, you try. You know what, Danny? Call Steve a lot on the weekend. I give you permission from now on. Every weekend you call.
You will never hear me give you a hard time
about
calling.
Because he will not answer the phone.
Well, I didn't say I would or wouldn't answer the phone, but I wouldn't make you feel bad for doing it.
Steve never answers the phone. See, I'm the kind of person that if you really need to talk to me, just follow these rules. Otherwise, I'll be like Steve and I should just won't answer the phone.
I will say, and it wasn't necessarily about Steve, but about Rev in the morning. And Steve's kind of this way, too. You can't have conversations with them. And I learned that the hard way because Rev yelled at me one time for trying to have a conversation with him. And because he sits in his studio with all the music off and everything. And I go in and I'm like, what's up, Rev? Because I'm just used to having a morning meeting. And I'm used to being like super energetic in the morning. Because I've had three coffees, and he's just like, Danny, leave me alone. And I was like,
nice.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Danny, we go to these conventions, and they always talk about all the things you're supposed to do. We do none of them because we pretty much hate humans. And it's not like we hate each other. This whole show just is like, leave us alone. We're all
in solitary. Too early, man. It's too early to talk.
Vicky, Steve, and Rev are the most antisocial people in the morning. I mean, they get the job done, but they'd rather work in solitude.
Well, like, I've had friends become interns before, and I've had to tell them, like, look, just if I'm kind of bitchy in the morning, like, just don't. It's not about you. I just need my time.
Do you know that I was told you need to make a home office? You bother us. Don't come in until like it's ready to until we're about to go on the air.
That's an exaggeration.
It's true.
Nobody said you need to make a home office.
This was before you were here.
Oh, okay. Well, not from me.
No, not from you. But before you were here, I was told not to come in.
Oh, okay.
I literally was told not to come in because I was too much of a disruptive influence.
By someone who doesn't live here anymore.
Right. Well, Hair Club is still my boss.
Oh, well, he's not here anymore.
He still told me not to come in. But even still.
Joke's on him. Yeah. He's stuck at home now.
Ha! But here's the thing. If I came in, you know what I would do. I'd try talking to you all, and you'd hate me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, see? So I think you guys, no one has invited me back, Steve. You know about that rule. It's predated you, but you've never said.
Come on back.
Come on back.
Yeah, come on back.
Really? You don't want me to come back.
Oh, you know. Go hang out with Vicky and Rev.
Yeah, go hang out with Vicky and Rev, yeah. You just like to see the world.
And I'll talk
to
Vicky because she typically, when she wants to talk to me, she comes in with a big box of fruit snacks. Yeah. So I'm all happy to talk to her.
See, she's smart. She knows what she needs to do to talk to people, which is why Vicky never sends me emails.
If Danny wants to talk to me, he can walk into the room with a cupcake and I'll talk to him for a good 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Easy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll stop
whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'll do that from now on.
All right, let's go back to some of the stupid rules people have.
Nice.
I work in a warehouse. The owner's rule, don't touch the thermostat. The heat is not for your comfort. It's to keep the products from freezing. He has the thermostat set at 38.
Ooh.
What the hell?
38 degrees?
That sounds rather cold.
Well, if you're working like in a meat department or whatever, yeah. What are you going to do? You got to, it's a tough job. I could never do it. Meat or dairy in a supermarket, that was never my thing.
Our rule at our office is if two snacks fall from the vending machine, we have to make it a point to turn in the extra one to the receptionist. Otherwise, it's considered stealing from the company.
What?
Oh. Wow. A manager wrote up one of my coworkers last week because of this.
Are you serious? Okay. Wow. You know what? Look, with my rules, that's just dumb.
I thought that was just a bonus.
It is a bonus. You just take the bonus, Jonas. What are you supposed to do? Unless the company themselves is operating the machines and it's like their own machines.
Oh, and they're stocking it themselves.
Yeah.
It's coming out of somebody's pocket.
You got to give somebody a break. Better machines.
It's like when you watch like Bar Rescue and John Taffer really breaks down like how much money you're costing your bar because you're giving people free shots. Man, that's an eye-opening thing.
Oh, I bet that is. Yeah, that's a different story.
Like thousands of dollars a week because, you're just going to pour a shot for this guy and that guy. And the owner's taking free shots. And then he'll yell, you're stealing from the company. I'm like, nice, Taffer.
Oh, nice. Well, maybe he's right then. Maybe you are stealing from the company if you're taking the extra sun chips. I have no idea. All right.
Well, my problem was that the sun chips never showed up.
See, that's what I'm saying. It all evens out. You know, some people got to pay double because of what happened, and some people get a free thing. It all evens out.
That'd be like someone skimming from the cash register. Like, I probably took too much money every once in a while, so I'm going to pocket some of the money. It all evens out.
That's it. It all evens out. We got a popular singer from the 80s who just passed away, which has reminded people that he wrote one of the creepiest songs of all time. What song is it? I'll tell you. It's 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time to on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.